Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Thursday night, so we are talking about knowing God. And over the past few months, we've been discussing our approach to knowing Him and how to knowing God, and how it all starts with having the confidence that we can hear Him clearly, that we can communicate with Him, we can have conversations, we can really get to know Him and have confidence in that. We can go forward in following through on His direction based on knowing Him. Now, we can sort of look and relate to other people in our lives, and we can base our decisions based on what we know about them, about their character, about what level of experience or what relationship they have to us. And in that understanding, over time, we either develop a trust or a mistrust in some cases. We draw conclusions, and we have, through different circumstances, we find out more and more about who they are and also about who we are. Well, in the same sense, we are doing the same with God. And our approach is that we aren't going to use any intermediaries between us and God. Jesus Christ, is the only intermediary between us and the Father. And because of that, because of His action 2,000 years ago, we are now one in Him. So that relation, the need for an intermediary, so a go-between, the need for a go-between is no longer there. Okay? Because what does a go-between do, an intermediary do? They negotiate both sides to bring them together. That's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. He was the go-between between the Father and mankind. All of us running around with our dead spirits. And as the go-between, He successfully negotiated union. So as He negotiated 2,000 years ago, He brought us into union with the Father. So we now know Him, know the Father, on the same basis that the Son does. And one of the things that we can be encouraged about is that this is not something that we'll wake up one day and all of a sudden know more about who, everything will be changed. We'll have all the information we need downloaded into us, or all our problems fixed. Instead, we see from the example that Jesus gave us that even as His life was the pattern, we see that He learned about Himself and about His Father and about His task here on this earth. It wasn't something that He came to earth knowing all about, okay, as a man. it was something he accepted teaching from his father and then learned it and then tested it and then saw how it worked. And then he did it. So we are confident that we can make those same kinds of mistakes and trial and error, because we likewise are in that pattern of learning. So we're not, our goal is not to do things perfectly. Our goal is not to accomplish a goal. It is to learn, to be in that constant awareness that we are in process. We are putting one foot in front of the other and moving with him. And that it is through that moving that we learn who he is and who we are. And because there is now no intermediary between us and him, he can be himself. And we can truly be ourselves. We can be who we truly are. That's where one of the real meanings of that term, enter into his rest. Because we don't need to try to meet standards or expectations or our own ideas or preconceptions about what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be in ministry, what it means to be growing or be spiritually mature, or any of these terms that, you know, when it comes right down to it, what the heck are you talking about? More learning doesn't, more, you know, teaching, more education, more, you know, more time spent doing anything doesn't mean you're changed. And his goals, very often, as far as our soulical understanding, we aren't meant to know what they are. So we are learning to rely on his character, starting with the confidence that he loves us, that we are receiving that love, and that we can objectively know him and hear his voice. So we started the whole series on looking at hearing his voice. And hopefully you've been spending time cultivating quietness and developing that ear to hear what he's saying to us. But before we go in further, because what we've been looking at is our part. There's two parts in knowing him. There's our part and God's part. Now, there's a big section in between about dealing with interference, and we'll get into that as well. But as far as our relationship with him, there's our part and his part. And we've been spending time looking on our part, that our part is to be available, to show up for class, and to do the homework when he assigns it, and to rely on him. He, knowing him, he is the homework. Not studying about him or learning about him, but being with him, being available to be taught by him. And if you have any questions, we've been spending quite some time we've been working on this. So if you've got any questions that have come up, feel free to give me a call in at 718-664-6988, and we'll try to answer those questions on air. Or if you've got any other questions as well that would fit in with the emphasis of this ministry. So we're just going to, before we start moving into God's responsibility, God's part in our knowing him, Again, we receive what he gives. We're going to then, we've been looking at what we need to do to be available. Then we're going to look at how he reveals himself. So, hearing his voice, we're just going to do a quick review. So we start out with recognizing that we can't hear God without his help. Second, we also learn that we need to commit to waiting on him, to waiting for him, and to waiting with him. And we also learned that we need to develop our soulical senses, those senses that reside in our soul. We have spiritual senses that are already all perfect. They're perfectly quickened because they're already fully in use. And then we have natural senses, like your hearing, your vision, your taste, your smell, and your feeling, your sense of touch. But we also have soulical senses, and those senses need to be developed. Each one of us will have our senses developed as God chooses. And we're not going to go into too great detail at this point because we've already been through it once. If you need to refresh yourself, either get the books, get the book series, or go back and review the previous archived podcasts that cover this. And if you do want to go ahead and get the books, if you can't figure out how to order them online, just drop me a line, an email, and I will help you out with that process. We're in the process of revising that and revisiting that, and I'll let you know as soon as that's done. But for right now, we're still going to move forward. So we recognize that we need to have those soulical senses developed. God is always present, 100% of the time. But we are usually not aware of him. And that awareness is because, the lack of awareness is because our senses have been hardened. And so he is bringing our senses to life, clearing out our hearing in all kinds of, you know, wonderful ways, and making himself known to us objectively in our soul. We also recognize we need to learn how to enter into his rest, that the timing of the process is in God's hands. And through this, we are learning to be patient, confident, and dependent on him. We're also learning that we need to ask. A lot of the times, the things that you have on your heart that you want to talk to God about are there because God wants to talk to you. And with just like anyone, God wants to be wanted. And one of the ways we show that is we ask. We ask, Lord, what's your truth here? Lord, I want to know you. How do I do that? Lord, can you explain this to me? Lord, reveal yourself to me. Lord, I want to hear you better. And as we ask him, that's part of making ourselves available to him. Then finally, we are learning to be bold. But again, we don't need to be afraid of making mistakes. That we can step out of the boat or take hold of whatever situation it is as the Lord directs you. And sometimes, you know, there's going to be minimal confidence or minimal outward signs that or a circumstance that, you know, that your stepping out is going to be successful. But the result is not what's important. It's the process. So as we gain confidence, I mean, again, why did Peter get out of the boat? Not because he had confidence in himself, but because he had confidence in who was telling him to get out of the boat. Okay? Had nothing to do with his faith at all. Okay? He just knew Jesus. Jesus said, come, and he said, okay. So that's what we're looking for. We want to have our focus on him and our confidence on him, not because, oh, he's the Son of God, even though he is, but because we know him. We know his character. We know who he is because we've experienced him. So there'll be times when we will be putting aside our own limitations, our own strengths and our own weaknesses, and learning to be bold. Again, what are we learning here in general? We're learning to rule and reign here on this earth. That's going to require a boldness. But don't worry about that. God will teach you the kind of boldness that he wants you to have. Now, it may very well fit with your temperament. It very well may not. That's not your choice. And it may be one day, one form of boldness one day, and then never that form of boldness again. None of these six items are God's goal either. His goal is to have full relationship with you as you become complete, entire, and whole in him, spirit, soul, and body. So those are some things we're learning about hearing his voice. We also learned that there were three principal means of learning to hear. First, there's revelation, where God reveals himself. He makes himself known. And if you are a believer, God has already revealed himself to you and has already given you the ability to hear and recognize his voice. It came with the package because you became a new spirit being. As a new spirit being, you are already hearing him. And that ability in your soul has already been quickened and awakened. So now it's just a matter of learning to use it. So three principal means of learning to hear. First is revelation. Second is association. We learn how to hear him, what he sounds like, by hanging around with him. How do sheep learn to recognize the voice of the shepherd? They don't go to shepherd school. They don't go to sheep school. There's no specific, you know, teaching method. Okay, here's my voice. This is what my voice sounds like. But they hang around with him. They know who feeds him. They know who takes care of him. They hear his voice. And I'm sure you've seen, you know, different illustrations of, you know, the shepherd's psalm. But I love the illustration where when they go to water them, all the sheep will mingle together at the watering hole from all the different groups, all the different owners under all the different shepherds. But then when a shepherd is ready to go, when the sheep have had their fill, he will start singing or start talking or start making some kind of a noise, and all his sheep follow him. They don't need to mark them. They don't need to, put ropes on them to haul them away. They follow him because they know his voice and they trust him. And they know that he will take care of them and provide for them. It's what they have learned to do. It's a no-brainer for them. So, and it's from association. So first, it's revelation. God reveals himself. Then association. We hang out with him. Third is cultivation. We take this process of learning to know him and hear his voice seriously. We recognize that there are things that we can do and can stop doing that will enable us to hear him more clearly. A lot of these are lifestyle changes. Some of them are things that we're just wasting our time listening to that we should stop just because they're a wasting of our time. But not only not listening to those things and doing those things, but also what are we doing? What positive things are we doing? Carving out time to make room for him. Being, again, available. Making sure that those areas where he is drawing our attention, that we are following through on them. As we test what we're hearing, his voice will likely change in character. And his direction, encouragement, and comfort is likely to become unspoken and even more subtle over time. And actually, what happens is through cultivation, through us taking God seriously, I mean, just like we work the ground to prepare for the harvest, the more we work to know him and to labor into his rest, it's likely that the fewer specific words will be needed. So just like that shepherd, when we hear his voice, when we sense him move one direction, we will just automatically go that way. We won't need to be called. We won't need to understand. We won't need to get a warning. You know, it's not always a good thing that God has to send an angel to give you direction. A lot of times if it's gotten that far, it's because you've missed all his other opportunities that he's given you to get receive the direction in more adult ways. It's like when a parent is trying to get the child to do something they want him to do, like come in from playing, and so sorry about that. It looks like we got disconnected, but we'll just pick up where we left off. We were talking about how over time, hopefully, we will become more and more sensitive. We will cultivate our being able to hear him more clearly. And so the Lord will use less and less obvious ways to get our attention. Just as a parent, hopefully as the child gets more as older and learns to listen better, they will not need to yell over and over again to get their attention and then finally have to get angry. It's not always a good thing to have God send an angel or a miraculous intervention to get your attention. It's much better if he can do it in a much more subtle way. He also is developing trust in you. You are one of his sons, and he has a task for you to do. He has a task for me to do here on this earth and in whatever is to come. And just as we are building confidence in him, he is building confidence in us. Our ultimate goal is to rule and reign here on this earth and in whatever is coming next. We don't need to understand what that is either. It's sometimes fun to discuss and consider what it is, but we can prepare. We don't need to know what it is because we know that whatever it is, God will have us ready. So those are three principal mains of the ways we learn to hear. What are some approaches to discerning the voice of the Lord, being able to tell if it's the voice of the Lord? We start with being able to identify who is talking. Okay, so the first is identification. And we talked about having ears to hear, about being able to test what we hear. Lord, is that you? We learn to identify our own thoughts. When we talk to ourselves, are we hearing ourselves or our God, and being able to test our own thoughts. We also learn to be able to test the two voices that speak to us. The two voices that speak to the sheep are the shepherd and the butcher. Is what you're hearing condemning? Is it harsh? Is it demeaning? Even if it's scripture, even if it's something you feel like, yeah, it fits, or you deserve it. If it's harsh, it's not God. But we want to, by hanging around the shepherd, you'll be able to hear, recognize his voice. And so the voice of the butcher will become more and more clear. So we learn to identify who is talking. And then we learn to understand what is being said. There's a general, God is always talking to us in our spirit. But then there's also sometimes specific things when the Lord wants to be very specific. Think about the direction God has given in building the temple and other different times that perhaps you yourself have received very specific communion with him, communication from God. Also direction. We learn to identify, okay, Lord's speaking to me. Well, what is he saying? Is he giving you direction? Is he giving you confirmation? Something that you have already thought he was saying or thought you wanted to do, and he's saying yes or no. So he's affirming or confirming. But he also reveals secrets or mysteries and things that we may not understand fully, but he just gives us revelation. And then in the final and sometimes most difficult way the Lord communicates with us is through silence. That sometimes, again, we have a real hard time with that. But we need to learn how to accept and rest in his silence. And then finally we have response. What to do with what you've heard. We ask, Lord, what should I do with this? And then we'll get into some specific responses to some specific situations later. All we're looking at now is to develop that, the response of going to the Lord. Lord, what does this mean? Lord, what am I supposed to do with this? Lord, is this for me? Is this for now? And as we learn how to do that, that's what we're learning, is the dependence. And that's God's goal. So we also reviewed the consequences of hearing the voice of the Lord, both the positive and the negative. We also spent quite a bit of time learning about cultivating quietness and how that man, in his intellectual arrogance, loves to make complex what God has made simple. So what can we do to know God, to hear his voice, to have confidence? First, we show up for class. Second, we do our homework. Third, we take the tests and be willing to fail and take them again. Fourth, we're willing to be promoted. And fifth, we're willing to learn more. But for now, simply begin to orient yourself to the simplicity of God's approach to learning. Starting next week, we're going to be looking at knowing God, his part. How this all works from his perspective. What he is doing for us from his side. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a good evening.